Gutfeld, to a liberal, being anti-crime is anti-black. By Jeff Poor on July 21, 2023. During the Thursday broadcast of FNC's Gutfeld, host Greg Gutfeld sounded off on the backlash against country crooner Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town, instigated by Paramount's CMT in its decision to pull Aldean's video from its playlist. Gutfeld alleged the backlash had backfired and maintained the left was making the case that being anti-crime was anti-black. The controversy is already backfiring, he said. The song is number one on iTunes and CMT's as popular with its fan base as a warm can of Bud Light. I know. She never gets old. And now even I'm talking about it. And the last time I listened to any country music, I was doing blow in a bass pro bathroom with Larry Gatlin. That was a long time ago. But it's the Streisand effect. When you tell people they can't see or hear something, they want to know what you're so afraid of. They want to make up their minds for themselves. You know, like adults in this country had been doing for years until this bag of us dildos called the modern progressives came along, Gutfeld continued. Probably should have said new dildos. But none of this is about a song or an artist or a genre. It's about who's allowed to speak their mind in 2023 America. The modern left's first impulse is always censorship, which is more anti-American than putting pineapple on pizza. So why is this song a target? He added. Because it's anti-crime, and to a liberal, being anti-crime is anti-black. That linkage alone is racist, but it's now a solid belief among progressives. If you redefine violence as mostly peaceful social justice, then rejecting violence makes you the enemy because crime equals blacks among liberals in the media. And now we're here where songs about riots receive more condemnation from politicians than the actual riots did. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.